I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The latest UNHCR report shows another 500,000 refugee minors that aren't in school this year. At the Moria refugee camp in Greece, 1,200 children don't have access to an education. Liz Stegall-Lewis says Teach Beyond wants to offer schooling near Camp Moria, but first they need to rent a building.
If we can rent this space, we'll be able to actually be able to implement a curriculum in partnership with an organization called Open Schools Worldwide. The curriculum brings children to a grade 3 standard in literacy and numeracy in a very short amount of time. It's been used effectively with over 50,000 learners throughout parts of Africa where children have large gaps in their education and have experienced intense trauma.
Please pray for the needed funding to rent the building. And when was the last time you read a physical Bible? Bible apps are convenient and they have a lot of things going for them, but they have their shortfalls too. Biblica's John Dunham.
We need to read our Bibles big. So many times we get caught with reading a verse of the day or just reading really short snippets, and they're out of context. And they can encourage us, they can remind us of things, and that's really wonderful. But really what God intends for us with His Word is for us to engage the whole story, to understand what God is doing in the world, and to find our part in that.
So while we live in a digital age, you might consider going back to basics and dig up a printed version of God's Word. Not sure where to find one? We'll connect you with Biblica at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.